Normally, brown pelicans aren't that hard to predict. Most of them breed during the winter in Mexico, and in July and August, they fly north. But lately, things have gotten weird.
We've had gangs of pelicans in a lot of the ports and bays all over California, all the way up to the Columbia River mouth. Birds that have dispersed early.
Dan Anderson is a wildlife biologist who has studied pelicans since the early 70s.
They just literally abandoned the Gulf about a month or two earlier than normal.
And the strangest thing? All the birds they are seeing are adults. Brown pelicans didn't breed this year.
Those big hordes of pelicans haven't contained any young of the year, as you would expect.
Each winter, Anderson travels to the same study site in the Gulf of California.
In our sample area, which normally would have about 22,000 nests in it, had less than 1,000 even nest attempts, and 16 young were produced in the Gulf there.
He attributes this to the predicted El Niño effect. During an El Niño year, waters in the Pacific warm and are less productive than normal. There is less food for fish to eat, and so there are less fish for birds like pelicans to eat.
What's really unusual is that seabird behavior all the way from New Zealand to South America to the Gulf of California showed El Niño-like effects at least a year ahead of the actual predicted El Niño, which hasn't been predicted to be, say, full-blown yet.
It wasn't just pelicans in Mexico that failed to breed this year. Smaller colonies, like those in the Channel Islands, have been having trouble for a while, says Robert McMorrin, a biologist with the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife.
We have experienced a few years now of depressed breeding and very low recruitment, and so we are concerned about what it is that is driving this lack of breeding.
The Federal Fish and Wildlife Agency is joining forces with groups such as Audubon California, the National Park Service, the State Fish and Wildlife Agency, and citizen science groups to study what factors are affecting pelicans. Laird Henkel is an environmental scientist with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says that one recurring problem seems to be that the fish don't have enough food.
Pelicans moving north from their breeding areas in Southern California and Mexico are running out of food and starving.
In recent years, when pelicans couldn't find their natural prey, typically anchovies, they'd turn into scavengers, hanging out around ports where fishermen clean their catch.
They tend to scavenge for fish in dumpsters and around fishing boats that are offloading anchovies. The natural fish oil on those fish scraps would get into the plumage of the pelicans and act basically like oil during an oil spill, causing them to become hypothermic.
In 2012, wildlife rehabilitators captured about 250 brown pelicans along the coast in Northern California, washing the oil out of their feathers before releasing them again. Many others died. Last year, 2013, wasn't so bad.
I guess we're all holding our breath. This year in 2014, shaping up to be an El Niño year, so we're waiting to see what will happen with pelicans this fall.
Keeping an eye on things, says Henkel, is about all that can be done for right now. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.